change in plans, ruling carrot mystery. These are the newsmakers, the stories next.
It takes two hands to handle a Whopper. The bigger the burger, the better the burger. The burgers are bigger at Burger King.
There are four Burger Kings to serve you in Fairfax, Falls Church, Springfield, and Woodbridge. A group of students who had planned a mass rally at the Justice Department today changed their plans as trouble developed with a sound system for loudspeakers. Eddie Hamburg of the SGA at the University of Maryland tells us the rally will be held at the Student Union Ballroom at the University of Maryland. Speakers include the Reverend Channing Phillips, David Dellinger, and lawyer Philip Hirschkopf. Hamburg tells us the purpose of the rally.
This shows that the University of Maryland will stand by Kent State, Jackson State, and the political repression on their campuses. We've called for two special things. One is that a federal grand jury look into the Kent State hearings, and that, two, that the officers who were the Mississippi Highway Patrol and the Jackson State Police who were interviewed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation be indicted under the Federal False Claims Act that says when they gave false testimony in concerning the Jackson State killings, when they said they never fired their weapons. And we feel that they should be indicted under the Federal False Claims Act since they were already declared, their testimony was already declared absolutely false by the Hinds County Grand Jury.
The U.S. Court of Appeals is expected to rule today on the Black Panthers suit for use of the D.C. Armory. The Panthers want to hold a so-called Revolutionary People's Constitutional Convention in D.C. next month. Fairfax police are checking a report today that a man in a white bunny suit was seen chopping a post on a lonely county road overnight. Last week, an Air Force Academy cadet and his girlfriend said the 6-foot rabbit tossed a hatchet through the windshield of their car while they were parked in the same area. The Prince George's commissioners are expected to decide today on an ordinance that would overhaul the county zoning laws. The measure would allow high-density developments of the builders if the builder agrees to provide land for public facilities such as parks. Three homemade bombs explode in New York City this morning, damaging two armories and a police station. There were no injuries. Monsoon rains are flooding the northern section of South Vietnam.